Welcome to the Nonprofit Executive Podcast, the podcast for growth-minded nonprofit executives looking to take their nonprofit to the next level through strategic planning and fundraising. This episode is brought to you by the Nonprofit Executive Club, the club for nonprofit executives. Go to nonprofitexecutiveclub.com to learn more. Today, we're in episode 10, and we are talking about the next step of the process, which is establish your measurement. So as always, I'm Mary Valone, and with me is Joel Kessel. Hey, Joel.
Hey, Mary. How are you?
Hey, doing really good. It's the new year. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year indeed.
Yeah. Yes. Isn't it crazy? 2020. I know this is, you know, that this is so perfect for strategic planning, is it not?
It is. You know, I've been really busy with one-off projects with a lot of different organizations, both last month and heading into Q1. This is the time of year to do it.
Yeah. Well, and I just think the 2020 vision, the whole thing, it's just kind of yeah. And everybody thinks, oh, shoot, maybe I should get my stuff together this year, huh?
Yeah.
I like it. So yeah, these last couple episodes, I've really enjoyed going through your process and going step-by-step through this. I hope those of you who are listening in are going through the packet with us and that you've downloaded that packet. Make sure that you do that. Of course, the link will be in the show notes for you if you haven't downloaded our toolkit with this. Joel, would you mind going back through and telling us a little bit about those first few steps that we did and what we're going to be talking about today on establish your measurement?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, all the way back, we start with setting the foundation. We want to make sure we're managing expectations and getting the core planning team together and getting the right people at the table for our planning efforts and our conversations. From there, we're taking a look at the world around us, you know, to help us make better decisions as we have these conversations. It's really good to know what's happening out there that may have an impact on our organization. And from there, we talk about our future. That's where we went deep into our vision, our mission, our core values, and really establishing where do we want to be in, let's say, 3 or 5 years from now. From there, then we went deep and really talked about assessing our organization. Let's take a look internally at our strengths and weaknesses and then go externally and look at our opportunities and threats that exist out there. And in having those conversations, a lot of great ideas and solutions are brought to the forefront. Then the last episode, I think we talked, that's the make your brain hurt type work, the tighten your focus. This is where we went deep and really tried to identify the objectives and the activities that we're going to do in our plan to make our vision become a reality. There's a lot of ideas and a lot of conversations that happen in that phase. And if we follow the steps, ask ourselves the questions, then I know that the strategic objectives are going to come up and that's what we need to do. And then the strategic initiatives are going to come to the forefront and that's how we're going to make our plan become a reality. So that leads us into, okay, we're doing all this work, we've got all these objectives, we're doing all these activities, now what? Well, how are we doing? That's the next question. How are we measuring our progress and really the impact that we're looking to make? So today we're talking about establishing your measurement.
And when we're talking about measuring stuff, I, you know, because we're in this, you know, New Year's resolution season and people are asking a lot of questions about, oh, what are you going to do this year that's different? I find that a lot of the gurus, a lot of people who are out there are talking about just measuring your goals and, you know, starting with the end in mind and working your way back and figuring out quantifiable things. And I know that there's so much value to that. And I think that we tend to say all the right things and we've done all the other pieces to it, but then we don't actually create targets and, you know, get those numbers and those measurements on paper. Is that really what needs to happen here in step six?
You know, I look at this in two ways. One way to measure our progress is, hey, did we do it or did we not do it? So for example, if one of our objectives is we need to increase awareness and education of our audiences, well, the initiative might be, well, we need to create a marketing communications plan that gives us direction to do that. Well, the measurement could be, did you develop a plan or not? You know, we could do it at a very, very high level there, but then Well, what about the metrics? You know, there's some, you know, that want to go deeper, and we'll go into that on this episode. But I look at measurement in two ways. One, you either did the activity or you didn't. And that's just tracking, are you doing the tactics along the way? But what that doesn't do is measure the outcomes. And that's where we get into the metrics where, all right, did all of our activities really make an impact? And did they produce the outcomes that we were looking to produce? And we'll go into that here in a little bit.
You know, I find that there are some people that gets, you know, they totally nerd out on this stuff, and which is great. But I bet there's two camps out there. One that's like, oh, we never look at the measurements, and then others who are maybe a bit more obsessive about it. Is there a good rule of thumb as we think about this as we're going through the process?
You know what? We can overanalyze ourselves to death if we wanted to. I mean, there's so much data out there, and you know, I don't want us to get caught up in that game. Yes, we do have to measure, but let's measure what matters. Peter Drucker is famously quoted for saying this, "What gets measured gets done." So let's be realistic with what we're measuring and not get bogged down in the weeds with all kinds of stuff that is not going to move the needle where it needs to be moved.
I appreciate that, because working with the clients that we work with, I find myself more telling people to stop fixating on it so much. Pay attention to it, and definitely measure. Like, you definitely need to measure it. Did it work? Did it not work? But I think it is hard sometimes for people who are very analytical to get caught up in it. So I appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, once we pull together our one-page strategy at a very high level, you know, one of the things we want to do is, okay, let's put in those did we do it or did we not do it type measurements on your one page strategy. So the example I shared earlier about, did you develop the marketing communications plan? You know, one of your initiatives could have been, you know, we need to engage in more research. Well, did you actually go through the steps to develop a work plan to outline how you're going to engage in more research for your organization? And that work plan then we'll tell you, did you develop it or did you not? So at a very high level for quarterly goals or just for an annual goal, did you do these things or did you not? If you can focus on those activities, you know that you're going to move the needle much faster than what you've done in the past if you didn't have a plan in place. If we can go deeper for a moment and talk about, okay, well, let's develop the work plans for each of our initiatives. So let's say we need to build capacity. One of our objectives is to build capacity. Well, how are we going to do that? Well, we need to hire a development director. That's the initiative. Okay, at a high level, we're going to hire a development director. Well, the high level measurement there could be, did you hire them or didn't you? That's one measure. But then also within that, we need to look a little bit deeper. What's the work plan? Do we have a job description? How are we going to go about distributing or promoting it to get resumes and get candidates to come to the table? Do we have a committee, a hiring committee? I mean, think about all these things that need to happen in order to get the right person in place. That's your work plan. Part of your work plan, there is a measurement piece in that allows you to go deeper. I call it a key performance indicator. There's a excellent tool that I've found out there. This is from an organization called Clipfolio. They do a lot of data analytics work out there. And I thought this was a fantastic example or great tool to use to develop a key performance indicator as we're developing our work plans. Do you want to go through that now?
Yeah, that'd be great. Well, and just, I think with KPI, people use that all the time. And mm-hmm. So I like that there are other resources that are out there that can really, you know, review this to help you create those target KPIs for your organization. So we'll make sure that we have a link in the show notes for this, but yeah, jump right in and tell us about that resource.
I'm going to use an example since this is your world and a lot of people come to you for fundraising. So let's use that example. So let's say the strategic objective in your plan is to increase funds. We need to increase our funds. The initiative is, well, we've just been flying by the seat of our pants. We need to have a fundraising plan in place that shows that a way to diversify how we're bringing in revenue. Okay. So this KPI tool that I'm sharing with you, it's based on a number of questions to ask. So what I would encourage you to do is, you know, once you have your approved one-page strategic plan in place, identify those two, three, or four people who can help develop a work plan, let's say within increasing our fundraising. All right, let's get those three or four people in the room and go through these questions. Number one, what's our desired outcome? Where do we want to be at the end of this year or at the end of this campaign? So the answer to that could be, you know what, we need to increase our fundraising dollars by 30% this year. Okay, great. Next question, why does this matter? Why does this increasing by 30% matter? Why not 10%? Oh, great, great question. It's going to get that group really talking. Well, the answer to that could be, well, this is going to allow us to make a larger impact. It's going to give us more flexibility and allow us to invest in other areas of our organization. Maybe we need to raise some funds to help with operations. Answering that question, why does this matter? Maybe it's going to give us more flexibility in where we can invest dollars. Next question, how are you going to measure our progress? Well, this is going to be measured as, let's not overcomplicate this, by the dollars raised. So if we have four major fundraising events throughout the year, one per quarter, well, how much did we raise in that particular campaign? That's an easy way to measure that. Next question, how can you influence the outcome? This is a great question because it allows us to really think on a more strategic level of, all right, what can we control? What can we do that can impact our ability to raise more funds? Well, maybe by hiring some outsourcing for some help is going to allow us to do more outreach. Just thinking off the top of my head. The question is, how can you influence the outcome? And there's going to be a lot of ideas and thoughts that come to the forefront with that group of three or four people who are developing this this particular work plan. So what does that look like? Who's responsible for this outcome? Well, if you do have a director of development already on staff, that makes a lot of sense in this case. If you're a smaller organization, it could very well be the executive director who's responsible for the success of the fundraising increase to 30%. How will you know you've achieved your outcome? Well, did you increase your revenue by 30% by the end of the year? That's how you're going to know. Now, one of these things, you know, in saying that, I don't want us to wait until the end of the year to see where we are. The idea behind this work plan and going through this exercise, this tool to determine your KPI, it's so you can track your progress throughout the year. So one thing I want to be really, really clear about is, hey, gang, if you're 3 months into this and you're not seeing the results that you would like to be seeing, go back to your initiatives, your tactics. Do you need to adjust how you're going about making that objective a success? And you know, we talked about that, I believe, in episode 2 or 3. You know, we can change our actions. Let's not change our goal. Let's not change our vision, okay? So I want to make that really clear. Then the last question in figuring this out is, how often will you review progress towards the outcome? That's up to you guys. Is this a weekly basis? Is this a monthly basis, maybe at a monthly board meeting or a monthly staff meeting? That's up to you guys to determine how often you're going to be reviewing your progress. I would say err on the side of more. Let's not wait, you know, on a quarterly basis, because it might be too late at that point to make the necessary adjustments to really make a larger impact in the grand scheme of things.
And these questions are really good because I do think that we tend to jump in on things and then we don't know how to gauge whether it is a success or not, or how do we just ebb and flow to make sure that it is successful. And so really good questions here. I think that it would be helpful to hear it again, because just even thinking through some of these questions on your own, you'll know how to, you know, make some adjustments and how you can actually set yourself up for success here.
Number one is, what's your desired outcome? Where do you want to be at the end of this year? Why does this matter? How are you going to measure your progress? Next is, how can you influence the outcome? Love that question. Number five is, who's responsible for the outcome? Number six, how will you know you achieved that outcome? And then lastly is, how often are you going to review progress toward your your end goal. And again, this comes from Clipfolio, excellent tool. I'm always out there looking for stuff. And when I came across this, I'm like, this is it. They don't overcomplicate it, but you're still coming up with the metrics that are going to help you track progress throughout the year.
Great. And then, so each one of these on your, you know, when you're working on your one pager, is this something that you want to see happen for each item that's on your list?
This is part of every work plan that you develop. So for example, let's say we've got a strategic objective of the diversify funds. Okay. In the initiatives, you might have two or three different initiatives. Well, each of those initiatives get their own work plan, which then also gets its own KPIs along with it.
Yeah, that's really good. I think that that's where you start to get those quantifiable things that are put on your one pager, and you're figuring out how are we actually going to make this thing happen, make it a reality. That's really where how goals get accomplished, right? Once you get all these things in play, you actually are way more likely that you're actually going to accomplish the goal that you have set for yourself. So really great stuff. And like we said, this is Clipfolio. It's Clipfolio.com. And we'll make sure that there's a link in the show notes for you guys. What else do we need to know when it comes to establish your measurement?
Don't overthink this, folks. You know, like we said earlier, we can get inundated and overwhelmed with data, you know, analysis paralysis, if you will. Let's measure what truly matters within our plan and just make sure that your team, your staff, your board, everyone is aligned and on the same page. Yeah, really, I think going back to engaging the board and our board meetings and being aligned with our board, having an agenda item at every board meeting that talks about how are we doing with our strategic plan is an opportunity then to go deep into our objectives and our initiatives and how we're doing against what we've outlined in that plan.
So our next couple steps that we're going to be talking on then, next week we're going to talk about gather your tactics, which is step 7, and then we'll jump into that final step of your strategy process, which is your plan to execute. Anything we should know as we're preparing for these next couple steps?
Yes. If you've trusted the process and you've gone through the first 6 steps, then step 7, which is gather your tactics, is simply going to fall into place. You've heard me talk about, you know, earlier episodes, it's like, you know, we've got a bunch of puzzle pieces out there and we just need to put them together. At this point in the process, all the puzzle pieces are out on the table. The tactics are already out in front of you. How many times have you gone into a meeting and people say, hey, we've got this opportunity, or hey, we've got our annual event coming up. You know, what do you think we should do? And then immediately it's tactic, 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 right? There's no strategy. It's just everybody just throwing out a bunch of tactical ideas. And then 6 months later, we wonder why we're frustrated. We're not making any progress.
Where people are like, we need a 5K and a golf tournament, and we need this and we need that. And I'm like, okay. So
I'm like, why? Stop. Let's stop. And if we go through this process, now we know, does it make sense to do the golf tournament?
Right.
Right. Maybe not.
For that matter, or any event at all.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So because we've gone through the first 6 steps, we've asked ourselves a lot of questions and we've really vetted them out. Now, all of a sudden, the good ideas essentially have already risen to the top. And by the time you get around to step 7, it's simply looking at the ones that make sense. And it becomes much, much easier. So we'll go into that next week. And then the last step is plan to execute. Yeah, this is where a lot of organizations, they get the approved plan and it sits on a shelf somewhere. We'll talk about how we can execute this and make sure that we actually make progress on our plan.
And make sure that this one pager stays a part of your entire year, especially because we are starting the year off right and we're going to do this well, right? 2020 is going to look different than 2019. So you guys are in the right place. You're listening to the right show to get you on the right path. So we appreciate you guys being a part of the show and joining in to these episodes. If you have just picked up the podcast and this is maybe your first episode that you've been listening to, definitely go back, listen to those episodes that Joel has gone through each step of the process. Also, if you're listening to this and you have some board members that you'd like to get on board with you in this process, this is a great podcast for you to be able to pass that along to them as well, so that you guys are all hearing the same thing. So I just want to thank you, Joel, for being willing to share this. Now, I mean, he's doing this. This is all a free resource to you guys. So huge thank you to Joel for you being willing to share your process and your plan and what works, so that these nonprofits don't have to go down this path again and find themselves another year spinning their wheels doing the same things that just aren't working. So huge thank you.
You know, I'm happy to do it, and I appreciate the opportunity.
We're going to go through these next couple steps of your process, and then we'll be jumping into my fundraising freedom process for you guys as well. So stay with us, stick with us every single week here as we go through the process. And in the meantime, if you guys are looking for a resource, looking for some ongoing support, be sure to check out the Nonprofit Executive Club. And that's where you can hang out with Joel and I. Joel's going to be hosting our first call of the year here very quickly in the next week. Look forward to having those of you who are already a part of the program to be with us. And then, of course, I do a call every week as well. So if you want to hear more about that, just go to nonprofitexecutiveclub.com. And in the meantime, we will look forward to seeing you guys on the next show. If you need anything, don't be afraid to reach out. Joel, if somebody wants to shoot you an email, what's the best way for them to do that?
Just simply go to joel@kesselstrategies.com. And that's K-E-S-S-E-L. Then strategies.com.
Great. And of course, mine is mary@maryvaloney.com. And, you know, you guys can always reach out to us anytime. We'd be happy to connect and help you however we can. So, all right. Well, hope you guys have a great week, and we'll talk to you here very soon. Let's go make a difference in the world. All right. We'll talk to you guys soon.
Take care.